This is Nick Danger. I walk again by night.
Get a cook.
Carefully synchronizing my words to the beat of the music, I walked out into the world one night, having a new radio show that was being broadcast to at least half the United States of America, or at least those people that had outfitted their caves with XM satellite radios could get us. What the heck were we going to do on this show? That was my big problem. The first thing I figured I needed was an announcer. You see, you can't really be an American radio hero without an announcer, so I went looking for one. Let's just look in the Dictionary of Announcers under Yeast. Yeast, oh, he's a famous guy.
He's not Dwight, working either.
Dwight Yeast. Now, wait a minute, Al. Your segment comes up in a minute.
In time to that music. He learned that from me.
This is Dwight.
Every announcer knows how to time his voice perfectly to the nuances.
Wow.
Thematic.
Well, nuances is something we don't deal with very often in my world,
so... It's a Canadian word!
Dwight, what do you think we ought to be doing? I mean, we gotta serialize a Nick Danger episode over thousands of these satellite radio shows.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you think we ought to be doing?
I think you ought to get a sponsor.
Oh, my God.
Because for announcers, you really need a sponsor.
You mean you gotta get paid?
Well, that would help,
yes.
And then there's a certain narrative line, but it's difficult to get into... The narrative line, you know, where I say, Nick Danger, he walks again. You said that.
Oh, okay, well...
Are you suggesting that perhaps you don't really need an announcer?
No, I'm saying before I actually write a check to you, let's kind of audition how you're doing. Now, see, the next scene I had envisioned with this was, I would go to my traditional enemy, Al Bradshaw, down at the police station.
Is this how they write these things?
Fascinating,
isn't it? It is amazing. And they just record them live like this
and then sell them to those suckers? Not only have I got an announcer, suddenly I had a bunch of adenoidal writers.
Hey, excuse me.
Are you guys Jewish?
Canadians.
No, Buddhist.
Oh, Buddhist. Okay, because we don't want any more Jewish writers on this show. They're too dangerous.
We're transvestites, we're Buddhists, and we're Canadians.
Okay, great.
Not necessarily in that order.
Dwight here needs a line to actually lead him into the scene where I go to Al Bradshaw's police station or whatever the heck we call it.
Announcers, you understand, don't write. They simply read the copy exquisitely at this given time.
It was the best of
times.
Are we going to have to pay these Buddhists?
Had ended and started over again.
Okay, just give me that
line. This was the best of times. This was the New York... No, I'm sorry. Could you give me that copy?
Wait, listen to this. Reverb. Are we going to have to pay for this reverb? Keep it going, Bob.
This was the best of times. This... Was the New York? No, well, don't worry.
I like that. It's good.
You like that?
The writers aren't supposed to talk. We have to pay you $300 if you talk.
This was the best of times. This was the New York Times.
This guy's great.
Do I win?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Am I hired?
Get to the police station.
Oh.
Your check's in the mail.
Excellent. Nick walks down the dark and...
Footsteps, please.
Rainy street. Rain, please.
Oh, yeah.
Rain, there you go. Thunder, please. Thank you. He has never walked into the police station before.
For good reason, too.
Up till this moment, Al Bradshaw has always walked into Nick Danger's office.
Yeah.
But now, Nick walks into Al's.
Yeah, I walked right past the guys in the anthrax suits. You see, they can't see out of those things, so they didn't even know I was there. I decided to knock on the door, but there wasn't a door exactly, so I guess I'd knock on the table. Hey, Al, are you in there?
Yeah, I'm in there. Come on in.
Hey.
Hey, how do you like this tent I'm wearing?
Oh, it's great.
Like this burka, huh?
It's wonderful.
Yeah,
you fit right in with those, should I say the word terrorists?
You're not allowed to say the word terrorist in here. Wait a minute.
The Irishmen have to get paid. If you're going to say those lines, we're going to have to pay another
$300. But I did this scene. My name's all Bloodwurst, you silly fool.
Oh.
Look, I've got my beer salami here to prove that I'm a true old Bloodwurst.
Well, that's great.
Hey, this is my scene.
So, right. What do you think, Al?
Secondary.
Yes, sir. Right, boss.
Wait.
He's right. He's right.
Carry the thematic line through this scene.
That thematic line would be?
That they're dropping me into Kabul this evening.
Yeah.
They need somebody tough on the ground, see? And that's why they got me in this female body bag they call a burqa.
That'll be episode number 2. Next one.